Arizona boasts of many women who've made history, both here and on the national stage. It's easy to name the Sandra Day O'Connors and Rose Moffords, but what about those who are lesser known? Last year, we introduced you to five women who made a difference in their communities. This year, for Women's History Month, we're introducing you to more Arizona women who helped shape their communities and the state's history. Today, we'll hear about a woman who was a pioneer in more than one sense.
I met Georgie White when I was 25, and she was around 75, through just the mutual love and interest in doing rivers and river trips. And she had been one of the original pioneers that had started it. And it just so happened we connected over some equipment that we had purchased to do some private trips. And she asked me on a trip to do with her as a swamper, and that's how our friendship started.
That's Teresa Yates Matheson, a good friend of Georgie White Clark. Clark ran river trips down the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. A swamper, by the way, is someone who works on a Grand Canyon river trip for free. When I spoke with Matheson about her friend, I asked her about her first impressions of Georgie White Clark.
She's quite the character. When I met her, she was wearing her Fredericks of Hollywood leopard print leotards and her red shirt and a turquoise necklace. And she's about 5'4" or so, probably right around 100 pounds. And she has these turquoise blue eyes that just look through you. But she's really spry and strong and confident and a lot of fun to be around. So when you first meet her, you kind of go, whoa, who is this woman? But then when you get to know her, you realize that she's just this incredible person that has accomplished so much in her life way ahead of her time.
And am I right that she was still running river raft trips in her 70s?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, she was rigging the boats. She was running the motor. She was running all the rapids. Yes, in fact, her last trip that she ran, she was 80 or 81.
Wow. So how did she get started doing this?
Well, she happened to get started doing this when she had a real tragedy in her life and she lost her daughter, Simona Rose. And when she lost her, she just kind of went into depression, I would think. She didn't want to go out and do things, but then eventually her friends introduced her to a man named Harry Allison. And he introduced her to the Colorado River, and they first swam it a couple times. Then they purchased a boat, and then they actually parted and separated and went different directions. And Georgie just decided she was going to be a river runner. And so she started running the canyon in the 50s. And when the Grand Canyon National Park went ahead and started doing concessions, she became the first woman to have a concession in, I believe it was 1972, when the park kind of decided they needed to kind of control how many people were going down. And so she became a Grand Canyon concessionaire for river rafting. And she basically married herself to the Colorado River through Grand Canyon and ran through the rest of her life.
What was it about the canyon and the Colorado River, and specifically, I guess, rafting on the Colorado River that she loved so much?
You know, I asked her that on a trip, and I think just she loved what being outside did for you therapeutically, and the experiences that she could share with people down there, you know, being able to introduce people to the whitewater and the hiking and just camping out and being able to share that with people. And I think she probably, like all of us guides, feels that the more people that could see the place and experience the place, the better it's protected.
What was it like going on a river trip with her?
It was... Throughout her whole history in Grand Canyon, she kind of had the philosophy that river trips should be an adventure. They shouldn't be like a cruise or Disneyland. You know, they should be an adventure. And so she kind of kept her ways throughout her whole career, which some people didn't like. But she was very forthright with all of her experience, with all her sharing of knowledge.
It sounds like she kind of had an infectious spirit, both in terms of personality and also love of a place and trying to instill that in other people.
Yes, she did. In fact, her whole philosophy when she started running the river was to bring everyone and anyone who could come down on a river trip. She did cost sharing trips to make the cost less so more people could experience it, and also that she could be down there too. But she definitely inspired people with her philosophy. In fact, she had a saying that she basically was an oath or a way of living your life after a river trip. And basically she did an initiation, and the initiation was just questions about the trip. And she would line you up on the beach and she would ask you questions, and then people would answer the questions. And if you got the question right, that was great. But if you didn't get it right, she would pour some river water on you. And at the very end, she would lead you off, you know, two at a time. And she would make you take this oath or this philosophy that she, because she was called Georgie's Royal River Rats. And so she would make you agree to this philosophy that now you've done this river trip and it was an adventure, and not everything was perfect. You know, maybe sand got in your food, maybe the wind blew, maybe you got cold, but now you're at the end of the trip and you've experienced this and you've seen the beauty and you've experienced the whole trip, seen some beautiful waterfalls. And she says, now I want you to go through life with my philosophy is that no matter what you experience in life, it's just the way you like it. So if you have a hard time in life, just take the positive and move on, and everything will turn out okay. And so she had this little red paddle, and she would tap you on the butt, and she would say, if you agree with me, I want you to say, I do. And so the passengers would say, I do. And then she would have you take a swig of some blackberry brandy, and she'd say, okay, now you're one of Georgie's Royal River Rats. Put that philosophy in your life, and you'll get further. So it was really cool how she not only inspired people to be outdoors, but also kind of gave them their philosophies of, you know, don't feel sorry for yourself, help other people, move on, be positive, learn from what you've done, and everything's just the way you like it.
So I would imagine that at the time, especially that she started leading tours and having her company, there are probably mm-hmm. not a lot of, if not any, other women doing this. Is that right?
No, she was the first woman to have her own company and run through Grand Canyon.
So is it safe to say that she sort of inspired other women and was not only a pioneer on the river, but a pioneer in business for women as well?
Oh, I'm sure she was. Yes. I mean, she certainly inspired me, and I'm sure she inspired others.
That's Teresa Yates Matheson remembering her friend Georgie White Clark, a pioneering river guide on the Colorado River inside the Grand Canyon.